The site held a landfill and gasification plant, which opened in the 1890s and operated until the 1950s. Eric Spalvins, a remedial project manager with the EPA, says the city has removed about 97,000 tons of contaminated soil since 2006.
Because the removal action addressed all the risks to human health and the environment, the site meets the criteria for a no further action decision.
Spalvin says the manufactured gas plant produced groundwater contamination before today's environmental protections were put in place.
So the manufactured gas plant process produced a lot of different types of groundwater contamination. So there was like benzene, other volatile organic compounds, there was naphthalene, and these, back when this plant was operating, there were not the kind of environmental protections that you would have.
Now, the EPA will prepare an administrative record with all supporting documents on the project. It will be viewable to the public in the Leroy Collins Public Library. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.